Welcome to this podcast, which is based on one of many blog posts written by Stan Berman. Mr. Berman is an entrepreneur and freelance paralegal that has worked in California and federal litigation since 1995, and has also created over 300 sample legal documents for California and federal litigation as the owner and creator of Legal Docs Pro. This podcast is designed to offer free legal information in order to empower both the public at large, as well as attorneys and other legal professionals, by assisting them in expanding their legal knowledge. However, you need to keep in mind that the information contained in this podcast is intended for legal information only and should not be taken as legal advice. We know that you will find the legal information in this podcast to be both interesting and informative. A 3-day notice to pay rent or quit in California is the topic of this blog post. This notice is used by a landlord in order to demand that a tenant or tenants pay the rent that is overdue within 3 days or vacate the premises. However, the law requires that the 3-day notice be prepared and served correctly, and it must contain certain information. It also must allow the tenant the opportunity to cure the default in the payment of rent or vacate the premises. One of the first things that any tenant served with a 3-day notice to pay rent or quit in California should do is closely examine the notice for defects, as the notice requirements in California are very strict. The notice must contain the following information: the exact amount of rent due. If the amount is overstated, the notice is defective and will not support an eviction proceeding. This rule does not apply to commercial tenancies. But even with a commercial tenancy, a demand that exceeds 20% of the amount due is defective and will not support a UD judgment. The notice for a residential tenant should not demand any amount for a late fee, as most judges would consider any notice containing a late fee to be defective, as late charges are not considered rent. It must not be served until after the stated amount of rent becomes due. In other words, it cannot be served on the date the rent is due. This means that if a lease or rental agreement, which virtually all do, states that the rent is due on the first day of the month, the 3-day notice cannot be served until the second day of the month at the earliest. If the second day is on a weekend or holiday, then the tenant has until the next business day to pay the rent without being considered late. It must have the entire street address of the premises, state the time period for which the rent is overdue, must have the name, address, and phone number of the person to pay the rent to, as well as the days of the week and hours in which the rent may be personally paid. If it does not state these items, the notice is defective. And if the address given for the payment of rent does not allow for personal delivery, then it shall be conclusively presumed that upon the mailing of any rent or notice to the owner by the tenant to the name and address provided, the notice or rent is deemed received by the owner on the date posted, if the tenant can show proof of mailing to the name and address provided by the owner, or the number of an account in a financial institution into which the rental payment may be made, and the name and street address of the institution, provided that the institution is located within 5 miles of the rental property, or if an electronic funds transfer procedure has been previously established, that payment may be made pursuant to that procedure. So a tenant who cannot personally pay the rent because the address given is a post office box should mail the rent check and get proof of mailing from the post office. That way, the rent is considered paid on the date it is mailed. The notice must inform the tenant or tenants what they must do to pay the rent and avoid forfeiture of the lease or rental agreement. And the notice must be served in the manner specified by Code of Civil Procedure Section 1162, which in the case of a residential tenant means that the 3-day notice must be delivered to the tenant personally, or if he or she is absent from his or her place of residence and from his or her usual place of business, by leaving a copy with some person of suitable age and discretion at either place, and sending a copy through the mail addressed to the tenant at his or her place of residence, or if the place of residence and business cannot be ascertained, or a person of suitable age or discretion there cannot be found, then by affixing a copy in a conspicuous place on the property, and also delivering a copy to a person there residing, if such person can be found, and also sending a copy through the mail addressed to the tenant at the place where the property is situated. Service upon a subtenant may be made in the same manner. If the 3-day notice period expires on a Saturday, Sunday, or court holiday, then the tenant has until the next business day to comply with the notice. If the 3-day notice is defective, the best course of action is to wait until an eviction proceeding is filed, and then use the defective notice as grounds for filing a demurrer to the complaint. We hope you enjoyed listening to this podcast and found the legal information both useful and relevant. Thank you for listening, and we sincerely hope that you will check out the other podcasts based on the blog posts of Stan Berman, available on a wide variety of California legal topics. If you would like more information on purchasing individual sample documents created and sold by Stan Berman, please visit scribd.com/legaldocspro. If you would like more information on sample legal document packages created and sold by Stan Berman, please visit www.legaldocspro.net. If you would like to view the blog for Stan Berman, please visit www.legaldocspro.net/blog.